Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. What's the percentage when people see you who call you Brad versus coach? As if you were a doctor, people would say doctor this, doctor that. But when I say, hey, our conversation with the head coach, it's very difficult for me to say coach when I try to train right. myself to do it because I think it's a thing of respect, but it's hard when you're so Brad in so many ways. What's that percentage now?
I'd say that people that don't know me will usually say coach, and people that do know me never say coach, including anybody around here, which is great. But, you know, it's an easy way of saying hello. You know, I always said when I was recruiting, and there's 347 Division I schools, you never were wrong by saying, hey, coach, what's up, right. even if you didn't know the name. And so I actually found that to be pretty easy. But the problem was after you'd get off the road in July and August, you'd start calling everybody coach, right. everybody you saw. So anyways, yeah, I'd say more Brad than coach, especially with people that know me.
I think it was Isaiah kind of came up with Coach Brad. And then my son, who was, I think, 4 at the time when he first started, that came into his, you know, into his head. He started with coach. And I think that just kind of, you know, everybody sort of fell back to that.
Isaiah called me a lot of other names.
I'm aware. We're all aware. But I think the Coach Brad public one was the one that where people said, okay, that's great. It's a perfect compromise. There was a game, as the game was going on the other night, in my head, I'm cataloging, all right, what was Marcus Morris's career high with the Celtics? What's the most points he scored? And I thought I knew what game it was, and I flipped back, and sure enough, it was that game against Washington last year when everybody was out, just like the other night. And it just, to me, underscored what he has been and what he continues to be. In case of emergency, break glass, and he's going to give you almost whatever it is you need on every night.
Well, you can go to him in any different read. So, like, if people are switching his pick and rolls, he can roll a guard to the post and post, which not everybody can do. If people are showing, he can slip it. If people are blitzing, he can play as a playmaker out of it. If people are back, he's going to shoot it. Like, he's a guy that offers you some flexibility and offers you some ability to go and get his own shot if things break down. And he always competes. And you mentioned that game. I mean, that was one of the games where I think we had some guys out the other night. We had everybody out last year. I mean, we were playing. I remember we put in an old inside triangle to play three posts together, which because we haven't done that, you know, hardly at all. But that was a hurtful game when you go back and watch it. We had that game won, and then they hit the three to send it to overtime. But I think that ultimately what Marcus can do for our team, you know, he's just impacted us a lot. And, you know, I'm really glad he's here.
I don't want to take the whole 5 minutes on Marcus Morris, obviously, but it occurred to me when people think of last year, I guess, well he deserves it. And you don't have enough guys otherwise, so pretty soon he'll be the only one left. But this was my thought when I thought about that game and then down the stretch last year. It occurred to me when people think of the Celtics last year in the playoffs, they think about Terry and they think about Jason Tatum and they think about these breakthrough performances, and yet – none of that happens without Marcus.
Just as impactful as anyone else, for sure. And in any role, come off the bench, start, guard Ben Simmons, guard Giannis, you know, guard a small, switch onto Redick, guard LeBron. Like, we asked a ton of him, and he stepped up to every challenge.
Here's a good premise for you to reject. This scenario where so many guys are out, and obviously you'll have Aaron for a few minutes tonight, is it giving you a longer look? Max and I talked about Morris and Tatum playing together a bit the last couple of games, particularly the other night. Is it giving you a longer look at all these multitude of player combinations, 2, 3, 4, 5-man combinations that you have that you file away for later?
Well, here's what I would say to that, and I've tried to look at all that stuff. Yes, it gives you a look, but here's the general premise. Morris has been so good, everyone's played good with Morris. Yeah. And so that the common denominator is Morris, and that's why he's played the way he has all year, and that's been from the first day of training camp until now. You know, that's what we need him to continue to be. Is he's in the starting lineup, if he's off the bench, whatever, we just need him to be him because he's really impacted our team.
All right, we'll skip through all the other stuff I had. I thought, you know, Shemmy.
Everything back to Morris.
And that's all right.
Okay,
so, bro,
go ahead and ask about,
you know,
Shemmy.
No, we don't have to because it's always the same answer about Shemmy that he's ready. I thought he was. I mean, to say he was what I call the man of the match and the player of the game might have been a little much the other night. But I thought in the dicey moments of the game, he was the one who stabilized.
He did, and running the exact same stuff as with Morris.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, sitting and watching Morris
you
run
it
all
back
that
to
reads.
Morris. You did it.
I did. I'm doing everything I can. Cool. But anyways, he made all the right reads, and you know, he's a guy that very rarely do you play through. Usually he's playing around others, so everybody else is making the play, and he's got to catch and shoot, he's got to cut, whatever. But the other day, you know, we were playing through him, and I thought he did a great job making drives, making the right decision, knowing when to shoot it, knowing when to just catch and shoot. I thought he just did a really good job all over.
All right, a couple of pretty clear facts. The Wizards don't have as many wins as a lot of people, myself included, thought they would have. Number two, fact we put into evidence, you're going to get their best game tonight. All those two things already in evidence. What are you looking at? They've had some really good games. Are you looking at those specifically when you think about what you're going to get tonight?
I don't look at anything, any of their struggles ever when it comes to playing against us. It just doesn't apply. Yeah. You know, I think they're a really talented team. You know, and I think rightfully so, when you looked at them 2 years ago when we were getting ready to play them in the playoffs, they had one of the best starting lineups in the league.
Yep.
You know, four of those five guys are still here. They're playing a little bit different roles. But when you start with a backcourt of Wall and Beal, it's tremendous. Obviously, Porter, Oubre, Jeff Green give them great versatility. Now Decker. And then, you know, I think moving Markieff to the five has, in the last 10 games or so when he's been off the bench, his usage has gone way up, and he's really played great. And you know how those Morrises impact people.
I was just going, you did it. You found a way to do it. I probably knew you would. Did you ever suspect that they had switched during the playoffs when Markieff had the ankle injury?
I read that article today. I thought that was a really funny article. No, I didn't. But I know this. Both those guys, they really care about each other. They have a great relationship, and both of them are really tough, really good players. But I'm glad Marcus is on our team, and I'm looking forward to leaning on him again tonight.
All right, that was the first part of the Morris Show. Second part, the actual game. Celtics and Wizards next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.